Imagine a still lake reflecting the sky perfectly. Then watch as a stone disturbs its surface, creating ripples that distort the reflection. This is precisely how Patanjali describes our minds. The Yoga Sutras aren't about twisting your body into impossible shapes. They're about stilling those mental ripples to see reality clearly. Written over 2,000 years ago, this concise collection of 196 aphorisms offers perhaps the most practical guide to mental mastery ever created. While modern society prescribes endless external solutions for inner turmoil, new gadgets, relationships, achievements, Patanjali recognized the true peace comes only from within. His systematic approach to quieting the mind remains as relevant today as it was millennia ago, offering a path through our age of anxiety, distraction, and constant stimulation.
Yoga's Chitta Vritti Nirodhaha. Yoga is the restraint of the mind's modifications. This definition reveals yoga's true essence. The mind naturally exists peacefully, but becomes disturbed by thought waves, creating ripples in our consciousness. These ripples, from knowledge to misconception, verbal delusion, sleep, and memory, distort our perception of reality. Is it the situation or your thoughts about it causing your suffering? When we label something beautiful or terrible, we're not describing objective reality, but our mental reaction. The external world is largely our projection, colored by our attitudes and experiences. The goal isn't to stop thinking entirely, but to choose our thoughts rather than being controlled by them. When the mind is still, we recognize our true nature as the observer, not the body or thoughts, but the awareness behind them. Like a face in a mirror, our true self appears in the mind. When the mirror is dirty or shaking, the reflection appears distorted. For this mental mastery, Patanjali prescribes two approaches, abhyasa, consistent practice, and vairagya, non-attachment. Practice must be earnest, continuous, and long-term, while non-attachment means freedom from craving. Without this balance, even years of meditation yield little fruit. While theory provides direction, practice creates transformation. Patanjali's Kriya Yoga offers three powerful tools: tapas, accepting pain as purification, svadhyaya, spiritual study, and Ishwara Pranidhana, surrender to something greater. Tapas isn't self-torture, but creating purifying heat, like gold becoming purer through fire. It means accepting challenges as growth opportunities. When you maintain meditation despite restlessness, choose healthy food despite cravings, or stay calm during conflict, you're practicing tapas. Each disciplined act burns away character impurities. Svadhyaya involves deep engagement with wisdom teachings through contemplative study. This includes exploring sacred texts, keeping a reflection journal, or practicing self-observation. The key is approaching study with the intention to apply insights, not merely collect information. Ishwara Pranidhana means dedicating actions to something beyond yourself. Working without attachment to results, serving others without expecting recognition, or maintaining awareness of life's bigger picture all constitute surrender, freeing you from what's in it for me thinking. These three practices work together to minimize the five obstacles, klesas, ignorance, egoism, attachment, aversion, and fear of death. Consistent Kriya Yoga practice gradually weakens their hold on consciousness. Imagine trying to climb directly to the top of a tall tree without using the lower branches. This is what attempting advanced meditation without proper foundation looks like. Patanjali's eight-limbed path provides a systematic approach where each stage supports the next. The journey begins with yama, five ethical principles governing our relationship with others: nonviolence, truthfulness, non-stealing, energy management, and non-hoarding. These aren't mere moral rules, but practical observations about harmony. When established in nonviolence, hostility ceases in your presence. Niyama addresses self-discipline through five observances:
purity, contentment, self-discipline, self-study, and surrender. External cleanliness supports mental clarity, while contentment creates emotional balance regardless of circumstances. Not passive acceptance, but finding peace in your present state while maintaining healthy aspirations. Asana isn't merely physical exercise, but about developing a body that can sit comfortably for meditation. Any pose bringing steadiness and ease qualifies. The body should become supple like a weed that bends with floodwaters rather than rigid like a tree that breaks. Through physical stability, we gain control over the mind, developing immunity to life's dualities. Pranayama, the science of breath control, bridges external and internal practices. By regulating breath, we automatically influence the mind, as these two are intimately connected. Your breathing changes with emotions, and conversely, conscious breathing can transform your mental state. Through systematic regulation of prana, life force, we gradually remove the veil covering our inner awareness. This veil is the mind itself, woven from thoughts with no independent substance, like clouds that appear solid but dissipate when approached. Each conscious breath brings us closer to our true nature. Pratyahara marks the transition to internal practices as senses withdraw from objects. Like a turtle pulling in its limbs, the yogi directs awareness inward. The once wild senses become like well-trained horses, responding to the lightest touch. Dharana represents focused concentration on a single point. Through consistent practice, concentration deepens into dhyana, meditation, an unbroken flow of awareness. Unlike concentration with its gaps, meditation establishes a continuous connection where time seems altered, hours passing like minutes. Through combined practice of concentration, meditation, and samadhi, complete absorption, extraordinary abilities naturally emerge. Heightened perception, knowledge of past lives, mind reading, and bodily control. However, Patanjali warns these powers become obstacles when pursued directly. These abilities act as golden chains, seemingly desirable, yet ultimately binding when pursued, feeding the delusion of separateness rather than universal consciousness. The correct approach is allowing them to emerge naturally as progress indicators without becoming fascinated by them. The highest goal remains Kaivalya, absolute freedom, when consciousness settles into its true nature, free from all colorings and limitations. The liberated one becomes a Jivanmukta, living in the world while completely unattached, serving humanity without ego-driven motivations and maintaining perfect equanimity. This path doesn't require renouncing the world, but deeply understanding its nature and transcending identification with temporal phenomena. The Jivanmukta demonstrates that complete freedom is possible while fully participating in worldly life, like a lotus leaf remaining dry while floating on water. The Yoga Sutras offer a comprehensive approach to the human condition that remains relevant across millennia, providing both philosophy and practical techniques for those seeking clarity and peace. In our age of digital distraction and social comparison, Patanjali's core message resonates powerfully. True happiness comes from mastering our minds, not external achievements. The eight-limbed path creates a holistic approach to self-transformation by addressing every aspect of human existence. The journey begins where you are. Each small practice, a moment of mindful breathing, an act of nonviolence, a pause before reacting, creates ripples that gradually transform your entire being. The path isn't about perfection, but consistent effort and awareness. As you progress, you'll discover that the peace you've been seeking externally has always existed within, waiting to be uncovered through the stilling of mental waves. This is yoga's ultimate promise, not giving you something new, but revealing what has been yours all along.